Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Welcome to the prequend. And for some, a long prequend indeed. Others are taking off tomorrow. They're like, what the hell? Let's just go ahead and add Thursday. Let's bundle this and turn a three-day Memorial Day weekend, unofficial start of summer, into a nice five-day getaway. So if you're heading out of town right now, good for you. Get the hell out of here. If you're sticking around, it's going to be sweet, I'm sure. And apparently tomorrow, as per usual, is the worst time to travel. But we are here together right now. I'm K-Rock. I'm Klein. That is Ali.
Morning.
DJ Omar Khan, the audio sniper right there.
Hello.
Known by Kevin Ryder as the turncoat trader, DJ Omar Khan.
It's true.
And we will, in fact, I'm very excited about this, but we were talking with Kevin Ryder yesterday, who's back at K-Rock now in the afternoons. Kevin of Kevin and Bean, 30 years at this radio station. And we invited him to join us for a future Lie Day Friday, because I think a lot of people have a lot of questions for Kevin Ryder about his exit from K-Rock, his return to K-Rock, relationships with people from the show. Does he really hate Omar? And he has agreed to join us in a future Lie Day Friday right here on K-Rock, where we will put him on the lie detector machine. Tomorrow, however, I think it's our good buddy Brad Williams who will be here. Funny man, little man, Brad Williams. Ali and I are single-handedly responsible for giving him the wife and child that he currently has.
Yeah.
And he will be in the studio for some Lie Day Friday. So the small lie detector machine will be coming in here tomorrow for Brad Williams, who will be joining us.
I think my favorite thing that I'm looking forward to is for Brad Williams and John Grogan to meet.
Yeah.
The lie detector guy and Brad, yeah. Just to see what Brad thinks of John, yeah. You know, Mr. Personality, and how that goes.
So if you're not already following along, watching us on YouTube, you could do that now so you're ready to go for tomorrow's fun Lie Day Friday, the return back on K-Rock. This hour on the show, lots to get through. Man vs. Machine, commencement speeches, we'll do some of that. The Dank Tank is back to get your high ideas and turn them into high profit. But we start with some great news. Vanessa, a few weeks ago, shared with us what she believed to be the greatest hero in all of our lives, and that is the load towel.
And you continue to call it load towel.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you said it, Vanessa, not us.
Recruit Sienna.
And Vanessa said that when we decided we were going to make a bunch of load towels.
Tiny towels.
For the show. She said, what is it called, Vanessa?
Tiny towel.
Stop.
Oh, my gosh.
She said that she refused to allow us to make tiny towels.
With her face on them. And I understand why.
Understood. Then yesterday, we found out that not only was this company willing to spend $1,000 to make these things.
They even said, sorry, we could only spend $1,000.
No, this company doesn't spend $1,000 on anything. We haven't had working air conditioning all week.
I'm sorry, we can't get you more.
And for some reason, they are so excited that we will be having our very own branded Vanessa Tiny Towels.
Yeah, but Vanessa, do you want to explain what you agreed to?
This negotiation was wild because...
Well, first, yes. I had agreed to having everyone have a tiny towel of their own. I can't speak. And I guess that costs too much, so...
Let me translate what she's saying.
Thank you.
She's saying that she was not going to allow us to use her image on the tiny towels, but if we made a series of tiny towels that had all of our faces on them, she was okay.
Like a Johnny one, an Allie one,
right,
and
you
Jake
could get
one.
Your own tiny towel. Pick your poison. Everyone loves a tiny towel. And you use it for car wash. There's a million ways to use a tiny towel. It's not
mostly
just for...
Mostly drying your whole body.
Right.
Mostly.
Mostly for that. Not for loads or anything like that. But Vanessa then then was told that it would be too expensive. The company was not going to put all of our faces on these
towels. And this was a chance for Vanessa to fight for herself and negotiate.
Right.
And then she explained what the decision was.
So then Seki, shout out to Seki, he's like, we can do 150 Vanessa towels and 150 show towels, but with you're missing in that one. It's going to be the rest of them in the other towel.
Right.
And I was like, whatever, I'll make them happy.
Oh!
I'll make you guys happy, but just know that I'm not happy. So I hope everyone is happy.
So
coming soon, pun intended, you will have your very own Vanessa tiny towel.
I like it. Thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
You went from 1 in 6 towels being your face to half of the towels being your face.
So we'll have 150 limited edition Vanessa tiny towels, and then we're going to throw out the other ones.
Way to stick to your guns.
Half an apple, okay.
Quite a negotiation on K-Rock. Officially, that graduation time of the year. Perhaps by now you've seen a few clips of viral commencement speeches delivered by big celebrities, but we are convinced now that AI can do just as good of a job or potentially a better job. Do humans stand the chance? Come back in a moment with a little man versus machine commencement speeches, and then we will turn your ideas into high profit. So if you've got the dank tank ideas, anything at all, no matter how stupid it could be, we will invest our actual money to make your ideas a reality. That is all coming up this hour on the show. We also have tickets to give you if we select you as the best pitch in the Dank Tank. That's all going to start in moments. We got to take a super quick break, and then we'll be back quickly, though, Ali, on the GOAT line. There's some messages here about a variety of different things that are happening on the show, including someone that is claiming that they have gone from just a casual listener to now a super fan of the show.
What's up, Klein and Ali? Like I said, you guys, I feel like I got cursed from your show. Me too will get a Klein and Ali tattoo. So let's go.
This guy's about to tattoo himself. That'll be the fourth or fifth official show tattoo that's going to go on to human flesh. Please send us pictures once you do that.
Oh, I have so many questions about how big, where on your body. I mean, how much regret are you going to feel after you get this?
Bud Light Bros were trendsetters when they tattooed our logo on their neck and on their pec. But you now could tattoo our show logo anywhere. No one has yet done a tramp stamp with the show logo, which you could do. That would show you're a real fan.
Hey, sweet divots guy. Hey, so I was thinking, I'm curious, do you ever have an experience, like, do fans of the show come up to you like they're your best friend?
No. Never happens.
And they know, you're like, whoa, hold on, slow down. Because, like, you know, so many people know, like, so much. Like, I feel like I know your entire life story or, like, everything about your family's, Ali's newfound cat addiction.
And yeah, Ali is addicted to cats.
Not addicted to cats.
She's always loved pussy, but now it's at a whole new level because she now has more cats than humans living in her house.
All that kind of stuff. But you guys know nothing about my life. So do you have that happen? I'm just curious because I could imagine there's people that come up to you like they've known you for years. So random thoughts on my drive home.
It usually is just, it's not, oh, I feel like we're best friends. It's like, oh, you're not as weird looking as I thought you would be.
Yeah.
Or, Allie, you're not a racist.
Well, sometimes you are a racist. Sometimes people just go up and yell racist stuff at you, and you're like, yeah, I agree.
No, they don't do that, and well, don't say I agree.
Mostly in the real world, it will be people that will throw out, you know, drops that Omar plays. That's, I get a lot of
My people, baby.
Like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll say, you know, you get a couple of sweet divots. Sometimes you get a random one.
Like rock them panty lines I get.
Right.
I'm a sexist.
I hear that a lot.
Sorry, that one not so much.
So all that stuff. I get a lot of Cabana Kleins sometimes. So, you know, people are in a good mood. And love talking to people. Love to get to know you as well. We feel like anyone who spends some time with us every day, as far as we're concerned, you are a friend. You are friends.
Yeah, I get this one a lot.
You're a pink pony girl.
Right.
I would imagine you do.
This one too.
God, what have you done?
Yeah,
I get it.
I did say that when I got the cats last night.
We're going to take a super quick break. A lot of people asking how they can get them one of these tiny towels we just chatted about. Once we have them in the studio, which I think will be pretty soon, within the week, I hope.
And you pick which one you want.
Yeah, you can have the Vanessa one, or you can have the show logo boring one.
No, not the show logo. The show together.
Minus
you. Your guys' faces will be on it.
Yeah, and your face, too.
They're deleting my face from that one. I don't know why.
So your face is going to be on the other one.
And it'll just be blanked out from the other towels?
Because I got put at the other towel.
Look, this negotiation is hilarious.
It's so, like...
What do you guys want? Let's talk to Zeki.
We're making the towel.
It's not about us. It's what you want. You said you were against this.
We got to take a break. When we get back, we will talk about man versus machine and figure out if humans stand a chance. That, then the dank tank. This hour is going to be a good one on K-Rock.
K-Rock listener, you're...
Artificial intelligence is everywhere. We hardly use any intelligence on the show, but at least it is almost always legitimate. And as it pertains to graduations and commencement speeches, you better believe that robots helped write a lot of those speeches. AI is infiltrating our lives faster and faster every single day, not just so you can see what you would look like as a baby, but also for more important things like ways to motivate the graduating class of the year 2025. In this edition of Man vs. Machine, do humans stand the chance as it pertains to giving advice to graduates? Whether or not you're graduating high school or college, we're all going to take a shot to see if we have better advice than the robots. It's time for Man vs. Machine. Every year around this time, celebrities, famous people, former presidents, and usually Oprah will give commencement addresses at colleges. They get some sort of a honorary degree, so they get to claim that they're a doctor, even though they're fake doctors. And they give advice to, you know, a bunch of kids wearing gowns and tassels and all that crap. And the reality is, Allie, that us humans are probably about to be replaced by robots. But can we
give... And we probably should be.
And we probably should be. And we're going to try to prove that humans are still relevant when it, as it pertains to giving advice to graduates. So this was just us very, very easily just saying to ChatGPT, give a good commencement speech. And this was just a clip of it. But this was literally took us no time. And this is what the robot said.
Congratulations. You've crossed a major milestone, not just with a degree, but with resilience, growth, and the kind of grit that no classroom alone can teach. You're stepping into a world full of uncertainty, yes, but also one rich with possibility.
Beautiful speech. Wow. And that was written by AI. Artificial intelligence came up with that, and boy, they did a good job, because I'm sure that many humans have said that exact line over the years many times.
Yeah, but you can also get around that by saying, hey, ChatGPT, write a new commencement speech. Make it sound similar but different than any other one that you've heard.
So let's find out if us humans do stand the chance. We will each take a shot at answering a question, and then the robot will get a chance, and we'll see if we can at least go toe-to-toe with artificial intelligence. Allie, we'll start with you. Mm-hmm. Usually, as you know, part of giving a good commencement address is using a quote, quoting some amazing person throughout history that said something. What is a quote that you could give to motivate the class of 2025? And then we'll hear what the robot picks.
I'm not going to give a quote from somebody else. I'm going to make one, an original, okay?
You're not going to use any of the amazing quotes that have been said by dignitaries throughout society? You're going to pick your own
quote?
I'm going
to pick my own quote.
Allie Johnson, failed musical theater major, is going to give her own quote.
I'm glad you brought up failure, because I'm a perfect example of when you thought you could fail, there's always more failing to do. And when you get busy doing, you get busy failing. And failing is man's true best friend. So at first you fail, fail, and fail again.
All right, that's Allie's.
And then
answer.
Cue the applause, everyone standing up.
It's not happening.
What do you...
Applause?
Guys, every time I thought I'm a failure, I didn't realize I could be more of a failure.
It's great.
And then it makes failure not really that important, because you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to try a bunch of stuff and I'm going to fail, and that's okay. And that's a great message.
Okay, that's what the human says. Here's what the robot says.
Here's a motivational quote, perfect for college graduates. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined. Henry David Thoreau.
Whatever.
Who?
That guy sucks.
Well, that was
and
a little bit...
And that quote sucks and is not memorable. Get busy failing. That's memorable.
Didn't you steal that from Shawshank?
It's different. I changed a word.
Not really. You just...
get busy doing, get busy failing.
It's not. It's actually
going to the night.
It's actually
it's
a worse.
Dying. She changed it.
It's a worse version of the same quote from Shawshank.
Original.
Well, this is what Henry said.
Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined.
It's kind of cool.
No, I Omar, you agree? Mine's more memorable.
I'm gonna go with Allie here.
Yep.
I like Allie's better.
All right. Well,
you get busy doing, get busy failing.
I don't like that impression, but I like the quote.
Terrible impression.
Yeah, that's problematic.
Impression.
Allie's doing, going to the night.
Allie's doing full-on black voice right now. I'm just letting you know.
No, I'm just doing the quote.
All right, well, let's call that a tie.
Okay.
Jake, we give you a shot at this to defend humans. In a moment, we tell the robot, please say something inspirational to the class of 2025. Once again, the goal is inspirational. How can you inspire? Jake, go ahead. To represent humans, what say you?
All right, look. The reality is most of you spent the last 4 years getting yourselves into lifelong debt. You'll never be able to afford a house or to have kids or just plan on getting a dog or living in a shack until you inherit money or win the lottery. Be happy with what you have and get used to going to the grocery store to only buy water and beans. But if you're lucky, you may develop a crippling ass problem and be able to apply for disability. So get out there and have yourself a trunk burger.
Aww.
Seems very specific to you and your problems.
No, I'm trying to relate to young people.
All right, well.
I liked to picture that whole thing with Jake having a little cap.
Yeah.
With a little tassel on. Yeah.
You're going to be an honorary doctor, Jake, because you gave your speech about how you only can only afford beans and water at the grocery store.
And
which
your
is
best
all,
hope is developing an ass problem.
So you can get disability. Well, this is what the robot said. We said, please inspire the young.
The best advice I have for graduates is, your degree is a foundation, not a finish line. Stay curious, be resilient, build relationships, and remember, success isn't a straight path, but a series of intentional steps. Oh. Learn from failure. Stay humble, and always keep growing.
Mm. Yeah, that's all so generic. And I also think the building relationships thing is so overrated. I was so paranoid. I was like, I need to network. I need to build relationships.
Ass problem.
I know. I could have just gotten an ass problem.
I still think somehow the robot wins that round because Jake's speech was so specific to just his own problem.
No, man, that's relatable.
Yeah. Trunk burgers for everybody.
Trunk burgers for all.
I'm not going to pay your tuition, but I'm giving you all a trunk burger today.
Usually, it's just go to my car. They've been sitting there in the trunk for the last few hours.
Nice and lukewarm.
Yeah.
Let's let Omar wrap this up, representing humans. The final, and this is a good question for you, Omar, because you are the king of the side hustle. You have many jobs. We asked AI technology, what is the best advice you could give as it pertains to getting a job out of college?
The best advice I would have for a recently graduated college kid is to find what you are passionate about, no matter what that is. Apply at that company, and it doesn't matter if you start at the bottom because you could always work your way to the top.
Mm. All right. Omar says, start at the bottom, work your way to the top. This is what the robot says. What is the best advice about getting a job out of college?
Getting a job out of college is an important step. Don't just apply to dozens of jobs blindly. Focus on quality over quantity and customize your cover letter to show enthusiasm and fit.
What?
Avoid going nowhere industries like travel agent and morning radio.
Oh, you bitch.
Son of a bitch. He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Robot gets the point.
All right, Robot, you win this round of Man vs. Machine. In a moment, the Dank Tank will officially open up at 800-520-1067.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, potheads, time for you to shine on K-Rock. The Dank Tank is back. It's been a while since we've heard from you and your ideas. Maybe the world laughs at you, but not us. We don't laugh at all on this show. We invest our actual money to make your idea become a reality and also investing tickets. Shang Wang, Bank of America, Performing Arts Center, Thousand Oaks, September 13th. Tickets to see Shang Wang and potentially turning your idea into an actual concept. It is time for the Dank Tank.
My idea is called the Blunt Etiquette Book.
Lego or Kinect set that you can put together, and you got your pipe or ball.
It's called the Dingle Meter.
Bug repellent, if they could make it smokable.
Instead of having a tree in your mirror, we're going to have, like, weed leaves hanging, bro.
It's Visine for your mouth. We should put popcorn out of business and start serving mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese at the movie theaters is only something you could come up with right here in the Dank Tank.
There's a great one on the text line already, 714. My idea is for X-ray glasses for See's candy, so you can see through and see exactly what the candy is before you eat it.
Mmm, that's great. Sometimes I get those boxes and I don't know. And they do give you one of those weird guides to
try
to help
you.
The
guide never works.
Doesn't work at all.
I'm like, where is the one that I'm holding?
And I don't want to sound racist, but they all kind of look the same.
And I'm like, okay, so this has a weird line on it that's not anywhere on this picture.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is this? I thought this was this is nougat? Oh, God damn, are you kidding me? That's a great idea.
I love nougat.
Great idea. All right, let's get to your ideas at 800-520-1067, where we invest in the future. And it may sound stupid, and that's okay, because as we've said before, there is no idea too dumb to be featured in the Dank Tank. Neil, go ahead. You're welcome to K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, Sweet Dibs, Klein and Ali.
Sweet Dibs.
All right, so my Dank Tank idea this morning, it's called it's still working on the name, but it'll be the DVR Dream Recorder Headband.
It sounds like a lot of ideas.
You're still working on the name? But right now...
I'm still working on this horribly long-winded name.
The placeholder name is the Dream Recorder DVR Headband?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Just making sure I heard you correctly. And what does it do exactly?
All right, so basically it's going to be this headband that you're going to wear before you go to bed. It's going to have a really soft fabric, so it's not going to like interfere with the sleep experience at all. And basically, it's going to have a bunch of little sensors, and it's going to identify when your brain is in REM sleep, and it's going to start recording all that data. It'll take that data, all those brain waves, submit it up to, like, the cloud, and then convert that using AI into a bunch of images, which will then be generated into a video.
So it videos your dreams?
We could mock this idea all day, but it's actually great. And he's using a lot of big words. Cloud, AI, transmit.
In this case, the idea is so much better than the title.
Right. The title is the worst thing. I mean, dream band or whatever you want to call it. But the concept that you could potentially record your dreams. I know people now, everyone's obsessed with wearing those rings, the bracelets, all the crap that monitors how they're sleeping.
Yeah,
everyone
but
loves
to
their
see
sleep
your
score.
Dreams replayed in front of you every morning.
To see the good ones and the bad ones. Mm-hmm. Some of those nightmares where you're getting chased or all your teeth fall out or whatever.
You can actually watch and process it.
I like where we're going here.
And you
can
play it for your therapist and be like, what does this mean?
I one time did buy a product that supposedly allowed you to program your dreams.
What
so
does
you
that
could,
mean? Like decide what they are?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
Because you don't have sex dreams, right?
Because that's impossible.
I can't have sex
Is
dreams.
Is that all you were going to mm-hmm. use it for?
Yes. What else would I want?
All right, who should I have sex with tonight?
But it didn't work. It's like one of the biggest curses against me is whenever I'm about to have sex in a dream, I wake up. It's the worst. I know. Yeah. I've been killed in my dream 1,000 times, and that's the thing you're supposed to not ever have happen to you.
Really?
They claim you. They,
oh, yeah, because most people don't die in their
dreams. You can't die in your dreams.
So you die?
All the time.
How?
A million ways.
Really?
Stabbed, plane crash, run over, shot.
And you're just, you can see your dead body?
I die, and then sometimes I'm at my own funeral, all
what?
That. But whenever I'm about
Am
to
I
upset,
there?
No, you're not invited.
Oh.
But when Sydney Sweeney's in my dream, and she's like, I think we should have sex, and I'm like, yes, we should. And then all of a sudden, I wake up, and I'm like, what the
hell? Oh, man.
Yes.
There's all these big-breasted women at your funeral.
Yeah. I'm like, we all would have sex with you, but you wake up. Shannon on K-Rock, what is your Dank Tank idea? Go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I love you guys. So, okay, I have a really good idea with actually not a stupid name, and this is brilliant. It's called Don't Steal My So, it's a double SH with two asterisks and a T.
Okay, that's not complicated. You have to explain the title. Go ahead.
Hold on, I'm so lost.
Okay, well, it
don't,
was earlier
don't
when
steal
I
my
Don't Steal My is what it's called. And what is the goal of this?
Essentially, so Don't Steal My is like, have you ever, so apartment complexes, laundromats, anything. So anything that's going to be open. So it's going to look like a Band-Aid with two sensors. So we're not responsible for anything. But what we're going to do is we tell your has been opened. So you don't have to sit there and watch your laundry, your bike. You know that your has been detached.
Someone stole all my wife's underwear out of a dryer at a laundromat.
And if you had a Band-Aid, then you would have known.
So it's a sensor thing. Like, I think I have one of these. I used to have one of these by, like, my pool gate. So if it opened, it would make an alarm. It would, like, let me know a kid was going to be near the pool.
Yeah, but you could put this on anything. That's kind of cool.
Anything that could be stolen by anyone in the general public. Laundry, mostly. I'm trying to think what other things this would apply to.
Well, it's like anything that you don't want taken that you can't lock up.
Right. It's an interesting concept.
Especially in a communal area.
Interesting concept.
You could put it, like, if you were in Starbucks and you had to pee and you didn't want to take your laptop and put it all away and stuff, you just put one of the shush bands on it and walk away.
Yeah, I don't like the when people ask me to watch their stuff at, like, a communal coffee shop, because then I feel like a responsibility. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
I don't think thieves would really care about breaking the Band-Aid. I think they would just steal it still, but at least you'd know.
You would know. Oh, I'm taking a dump at Starbucks, but my computer's being stolen outside. Thanks for telling me.
Hey, here's a big sign that this person's not here.
Right. In fact, I think that is actually going to let people know that this is available for stealing, because no one
I'm away from my stuff at the moment.
This is a terrible idea. I'm out. Thank you. Dave, you're in the dank tank. What's up? Dave, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your idea?
All right. My idea is a French fry warmer for your car. It's like a little electric blanket built into a French fry holder.
This is great.
When you're driving, your fries always get cold.
They're the first things to lose heat. And if you try to keep them hot traditionally by keeping them in the container, they will get soggy. They deliver terrible. One of the worst delivery foods out there is the fry.
And one of the hardest to reheat properly.
So Dave is talking about a portable, some sort of a French fry warming blanket for your car. I love it.
Well, also, thank you. Do you envision this having, like, a cover? Because a lot of the fry containers are just open-ended, right?
Well, it's basically like what you get at McDonald's, you know, like a little holder, but it's made out of, like, something like an electric blanket, but it's still stiff enough that it holds your fries, but it keeps them warm.
And is this reusable, or is this every fry going to cost us now $80 because of this thing?
Oh, no, reusable,
right.
Totally.
You buy one, and and all your fries, and that would work for curly fries, seasoned fries, steak fries, skinny fries.
Everything. You can drop anything in there. It keeps it warm. It's a winner, I'm telling you.
Well, seems like it would be tough to... I mean, would it be battery-powered? Would it be...
Yeah, plug it into the car.
No, the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, you plug it right in there.
Who has those anymore? Well,
you could just put fries, I think, directly into the cigarette lighter. Warm up one fry at a time.
Yeah, my mom did it first.
Yeah. All right, well, so, listen, not the worst idea we've heard.
No, in fact, 818 said my son would love the French fry warmer for the car. People already want to buy it.
Oh, do you have a name for this yet, Dave?
Well, yeah, it's called the Buyer Fryer. My last name is Buyer, and it's called the Buyer Fryer.
All right, he's really thought about this one.
Cool.
How many people out of curiosity have you told this to that have told you shut up over the years? Because it sounds like you've thought about it.
No. I have investors. People go, you know what? You build it, I'll invest in it.
Yeah.
And then what? You just don't build it?
No, I do build it, and it has little inserts. That's the answer.
Do you actually build it?
Do you have a prototype for this?
Yes, it's a little rough, but yeah.
Please send us a picture.
I want it.
Yeah, we have to see that immediately.
Because we could be investors if we like it.
Yeah, if we like it. We have to take a break. A lot to process in this edition of the Dank Tank, and there's so many more ideas on the text line, but we got to stay on schedule, because in about 15 minutes, it's your chance to pick a mission, and that mission could result in you seeing My Chem at Dodger Stadium or Linkin Park or Blank or Incubus. The choice will be yours. We'll be right back with your news, those tickets, and potentially some more of these high DS nets. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, will officially start in about 5 minutes, and you get to pick which one of these missions you're into. Could be My Chem, Dodger Stadium, maybe Linkin Park, Blink-182, The Offspring, or Incubus. The choice will be yours. The second Ali's done with the ADD News. Be sure to call us. The number is 800-520-1067. Not yet. We'll tell you when. Be caller 20 and select the mission of your choosing. And just like that, making dreams become realities every morning on K-Rock. All right, right now, though, we get into your news.
You sound so excited. Making your dreams come true.
I can't find the...
every day.
I don't know if I deleted it.
K-Rock.
Can I find Ali's intro for ADD News? Hold on one second. Let's see if I have it here. Oh, there it is. Hold on, Ali.
The real Mission Impossible.
This is...
exciting. This is as exciting as those lasers in Mission Impossible 1.
I don't know where it is.
Ali knows the news. Thanks, Vanessa. I'm going to start now.
Hold
That's
on.
That's the wrong segment.
I could put in...
Yeah, you got the you're way off on segments. You're only off by 2 hours, Vanessa, but appreciate the effort.
You see it now?
There it is.
ADD news. You're so right.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, perfect. Let's move on.
Well, let me play it, Omar. Something's going
on.
Here. No.
All right. Let's just move on. The House pulled an all-nighter last night after 22. I'm just going to do it to Mission Impossible music.
Yep. Let's go with that.
They had 22 hours of arguing, I think even more than that. They just barely passed this, quote, big, beautiful bill that will change a lot of things. And there are a lot of opinions about it. It has more funding for deportation and national security. It has less money for Medicaid and Medicare and food stamps. And there are some tax cuts. It also increases the national debt by a lot of millions and billions of dollars. But one thing that more people can agree on is that there will no longer be taxes on tips if this passes in the Senate, or taxes on overtime, which I hadn't read in some of the other articles. And this still has to be passed in the Senate, as I said, which can be tough. And then also some people are saying that this would not count for delivery driver tips, which I'm like, why wouldn't that count? But I think there are going to be some stipulations about how people get their tips. Like if they get their tips through Venmo, would that count differently than if it was a cash tip or a tip through one of those like tipping apps on an iPad?
I can't believe anyone's actually declaring tips. I mean, that's the thing. You're supposed to declare them when you get them. It's part
that was
of
the best part of working for tips when I was in the restaurant industry. I was like, yep, I made $4 last year. Let's just move on.
But things used to be, you know, tips for a while. It was a cash operation. Now there's such a paper trail, unfortunately. That was the beautiful thing about it. Getting a cash tip just goes in the pocket. Government won't know about this one.
Yeah, I know. And now, especially with everyone doing the iPad method.
Yep.
Everything is so recorded.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of the ways that people are getting their tips through delivery driver apps and stuff like that, I think even though they're like, oh, all this goes to the driver, I don't think it really does all go to the driver. So hopefully that would clear up some of the confusion there, or like really get through some of the like smaller font print on some of those contracts and have more of that money actually going to the people who earned the tip in the first place. Speaking of delivery drivers, people are complaining about them in Echo Park. There's a neighborhood that is pissed off about delivery drivers clogging up their streets because they're all waiting for orders from this one ghost kitchen that's right next to their homes. It's called Echo Park Eats. It's a ghost kitchen. We had a ghost kitchen right downstairs. I forget what it was called, Social Eats, but it was like you could order from like 20 different places within the kitchen, and it was kind of confusing, and I think it ended up shutting down. But when people can order from so many different places in one, quote, ghost kitchen, it's confusing when you walk in, but for delivery drivers, it's great because you can just stop by the same place to pick up all these orders. The problem is all these people live in that neighborhood, and there's no parking. It's all congested, and they're not able to even access their streets a lot of times because there's so many delivery drivers picking up there.
People are obsessed. I didn't realize how much. I just did an audit on how much delivery I've had food-wise.
Because you had like a money day yesterday, huh?
It's gone up. You know, I looked at it like 3 months ago to 2 months ago to this month. It's increasing every day.
Why aren't you listening to my no-buy list?
Your no-buy list is no fun. If I listened to your no-buy list, it would be...
Even if you just changed it to pickup. Klein, think about how much money you would save in a year just by going down the street and picking it up instead of having it delivered.
You know, the last time I decided I was going to do a pickup to save money, I double parked my car, went inside to pick up, and had a ticket on my car for $80.
Well, that's because you can't park properly.
Right. But I'm saying that was like my plan to save a couple of bucks on not doing a delivery, and I ended up getting an $80 ticket. And I'm not going to pay the ticket, so whatever.
So it doesn't really matter, but the theory.
Eventually, I won't be able to get my registration renewed.
You're also one of the only people I know who's like, hey, we all want different things, so let's just order from three different places.
Yeah.
Pick one place and you order from there. That's it.
There's no compromise. It's terrible.
It's because there's too much access. There's too many
options.
Too many options.
We have too many options.
All right. OnlyFans is getting a new account that's, I guess, getting very popular, but it's very different than some of the other content that you would see on OnlyFans. It's called Only Endangereds, and it's a feed of just animals going at it. And this is to help raise money for endangered species. There's a company called Quick Response Fund, or Nature QRFN, and they've launched an OnlyFans account for endangered species, but instead of humans getting sexy, it is, tortoises humping or iguanas or lemurs, and you can watch this and you can subscribe. Of course, it makes you seem like a creep that you're like, oh, cool, this is going to, let me subscribe to this. But it's all for a good cause, so it's okay.
Yeah, I think, everyone thinks about that Bloodhound Gang song where all the animals are banging.
Mammals.
And it's a great video, and I think that people enjoy it thoroughly. And I'm telling you right now, I've been to the zoo enough times to know that when you do get the occasional animals going at it, it is a fan favorite. Crowds love it. It's funny.
You're seeing carnal nature.
At all ages. Kids love it. They don't understand. They're wrestling, but they think it's funny, and adults elbow each other and laugh, and they're like, yeah, just like you, honey.
Yeah, but they need to, I think they should go beyond endangered species, because, yeah, there's, you know, like, turtles, they need to be saved, but also turtle sex is not as exciting as, like, panther sex, I'm sure.
As
the turtles just kind of lay on each other.
Graduate of the turtle reading group that does also do turtle sex. Don't downplay it, Alex. Sometimes you just got to go lazy.
Got it.
Lazy,
I like the ones that last like 1 second. They're like, I give out! Okay, I'm done.
Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now. Make this the greatest hour of your life. Caller 20. Let's go. Your mission awaits you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.